This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty.
Experimentation.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
Technology alone is not enough.
There's a persistent story we hear in Michigan. Companies have jobs to fill, but are unable to find the talent they need. Certainly, that's the case with IT jobs. Our latest contributors to The Next Idea are participants in a unique training effort called Experience IT. Experience IT is seven companies working together to recruit and then train candidates who have the interest and the aptitude for jobs in IT, and then connecting them with jobs. Ryan Hoyle is the Vice President of Talent and Business Development for Galaxy Solutions, one of the seven companies working with Experience IT. And Chandra Floyd is one of the graduates of the Experience IT program. She now works at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. They recently spoke with Cynthia Canty.
Ryan, tell us a little first about your company.
Sure. Galaxy Solutions is an IT solutions provider. This is our 25th anniversary, headquartered in New Jersey, and we came to Michigan, right in the heart of Detroit, in 2009 with a banner outsourced to Detroit as an initiative to bring jobs back from our overseas development centers, train a workforce right here in the city, and execute our work.
So what was the effect for your company by this lack of qualified candidates?
So it's interesting. When we first moved out, it's when we were having an economic downturn. There was a lot of available candidates at that time because of the challenges of auto industry and some other companies. So we were able to start ramping up very quickly. Then things started to change. And Detroit started to really have that turnaround. And we've exhausted the population of qualified IT resources.
So you were having jobs that were going unfilled?
We still have jobs that are going unfilled. It is the biggest challenge I think Galaxy and any of the companies in that area are going to suffer from.
How did all of that lead to Experience IT? How did it come to be?
I was able to participate in a meeting with a number of the CIOs from our partners, and we all just started having a discussion around this talent shortage and the challenges and the very realization that we're poaching one another to try to grow our own organizations. And so that led to what we call competition, where we've decided that while we are direct competitors with one another for landing top talent, we need to build this pipeline, we need to build this funnel, and create new pathways for people who are interested in IT to get the training they need to become successful employees.
So what does it look like? First, we should probably say, you know, your company, Galaxy Solutions, is one of the seven companies. Who are the partner companies?
So the companies we're working with are Quicken Loans and their families. So notably, we have TitleSource, you have Fathead, you have In-House Realty. We are also working with Marketing Associates. We were able to recruit in DTE Energy and Blue Cross Blue Shield in Michigan. And then definitely need to recognize our non-corporate partners, but the organizations that help make this work. And that's Tanner Friedman, who handles all the PR marketing communications for the organization, the Workforce Intelligence Network, or WIN, who really has a handle on all the market data and the actual statistics to how big this talent shortage problem is. And then our primary funding partner is the Detroit Economic Solutions Corporation.
So there's a lot of stakeholders involved.
A lot of stakeholders here.
What actually is the training?
When we first got together, our initial mission was what we call to fill the gap. And that was, one, just making sure the qualified talent that's in the region knows there are companies right in the heart of downtown Detroit that are looking for them. And they don't have to go to Austin, Silicon Valley, New York City. And then it was also to fill the gap of what exists from what you learn in a classroom setting to what real-world IT looks like and making sure people were more work-ready. The program evolved because the graduates of those first few cohorts came out saying, we want to stay here and we want jobs. That led to creating a much more formal curricula and training track that focuses on technical skills, but also on the soft skills needed. We engaged an external partner, Grand Circus, worked with the last two cohorts that we did, and they really did a great job of putting together, again, that classroom component to make sure that the skills that we need and the technologies we need, that these graduates would have those skills.
So after 10 weeks, they're ready to come out and find a job.
After 10 weeks, they came out, and for the last two cohorts, over 90% of the graduates were placed with our companies.
Well, let's turn to one of those successful graduates. Chandra Floyd, what were you doing before you came to Experience IT?
I was the special event manager at a local historic venue.
And why did you decide that you wanted to make that career change to IT?
I've always had what I call nerdy inclinations. I was always very into computers. I was not afraid of computers, so I was the designated person around the office to help basically troubleshoot things. If they needed help with some kind of software, then I was always the one that they called. And eventually, I became the system administrator for one of the databases. And I realized I absolutely loved it, but I knew everything I needed to do my job, but not enough to really transition into a formal career in IT. So I started to search around, and that's how I found out about Experience IT.
And what did you have to do to get into the program?
Well, I put in an application, just like everyone else had to. I had to go through all the paperwork, fill that out. And I received my acceptance notice on a Friday. And that Monday, I went and handed in my resignation at a job I'd been at for 11 years.
Because you were ready for this change.
I was ready. I was beyond ready.
Ryan, from the participating employer side, how is this program working for you? I mean, what's your involvement and what's your commitment like?
The commitment levels are very high on the part of each of these organizations. So we're not dealing with while I run the talent group within Galaxy, the majority of the executive sponsors are the chief information officers of those organizations. You hear Chandra's story about leaving a job and putting her faith in the Experience IT team that this was going to lead to an opportunity for her. So to do that, we have to make sure that we have the key decision makers who can provide the financial support of each of these organizations to make sure that we deliver on the promise that we're offering. This is really a passion project for us, because not only do we recognize we need to do the greater good for our organizations, but again, we are companies who have invested in Detroit, and we understand that we need to be part of this economic turnaround. And so we are dedicating our time on a weekly basis to get together and design and execute this program, because we want this to be game-changing, not just for our organizations, but really have a true impact on people's lives.
And Chandra, now that you're working at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, how long did it take to get the job you have, and what do you do now?
Well, we all had to go through our interview process where we met with all the partner companies, but I'd say from the end of the program to my start at Blue Cross, it was about 6 to 8 weeks, and I absolutely love it. I love it. The training I received through Experience IT now has me as a software tester. My official title is QA Analyst. So basically, I troubleshoot systems that are about to be released to the public, and I get to poke around and see if everything works right. I get to try to break things. It's nice.
I can hear the voice of someone doing something she loves and she's happy.
She deserves all the credit in the world for that opportunity, as do the other graduates, because, again, there's no handout here. This is coming in. It is a very, very intensive technical and soft skills training program that qualifies people for the jobs that are posted on the Monsters and Dices of the world today.
So. Now, what about funding this? This doesn't run without money.
Funding is always going to be the elephant in the room. And again, to this point, all credit goes to DESC, Quicken's Foundation, folks like the New Economy Initiative who have seen what we're trying to do and made that investment. But we are constantly seeking additional and secure funding sources because, again, we feel we're doing a great mission, but it is not cheap. You know, the type of training that we're working with for the volume of students that we would like to work with is going to require a lot of partnerships and investment.
And at this point, you're doing one cohort a year, but I can tell with the job openings, you'd like to be doing more.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Now, how easily would it be to replicate Experience IT elsewhere in Michigan?
On paper, it's simple. You know, in reality, it is for the business leaders and the community leaders of different locations to make it work.
Chandra, what would you say to someone maybe listening to this and thinking, I wonder if I could do this? What would you say to them?
Do it. I would absolutely say take the leap and do it, because for me, it was something that was literally life-changing. You know, I mentioned before that I was at my prior position for 11 years, and what I saw in Experience IT and through their training partners, Grand Circus and the other partner companies, what I saw was something that I need it in my life. And just do it. It's big. It's scary. You might have to quit your job. You might have to make some other adjustments because it is a full-time program, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And Ryan spoke earlier to the commitment of the partners. From the student's perspective, it is also a large commitment, but it is completely worth it. It's big. It's scary. Do it anyway.
Experience IT is actually taking applications now for the next training cohort. The training starts in late summer, and as we mentioned, they only do one group a year. You can go to the website, experienceitdetroit.com, to learn more. Chandra Floyd graduated from that program, works for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, and Ryan Hoyle, the VP of Talent and Business Development for Galaxy Solutions, one of the seven partner companies working with Experience IT. Thanks to both of you for being with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.